If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. Most schools will be serving the turkey pepperoni pizza, the cheese calzone, the chicken salad sandwich, and the sliced cucumber. Many other schools may also have an addition as an option, the cheese and bean pupusa, the barbecue chicken and cornbread, tomato pesto provolone sandwich, the roasted squash, and don't forget the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco's public schools. We thought you'd like to know. KLW has on our website the superintendent's message from last night's school board meeting. You can listen to that. Go to klw.org. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories found on the Associated Press wire. That fire in Marin County yesterday, it spread to a ridge not far from the Spirit Rock Meditation Center in Woodacre. It should be out by now. No injuries, no building damage that we know of. A 73-year-old man from Petaluma is under arrest. The story has it he tried to burn a few personal items. The fire spread. He tried to stomp it out, and he was injured in the process. He then flagged down help from the authorities. He's been charged with felony reckless burning. AP says they don't know if he has a lawyer. Five people are in jail in Mountain View after trying to evict tenants. A landlord and four others tried to kick out a couple and their two children who were behind on rent. The building is rent controlled. The family were demanded to leave. The family refused. Then the group tried to shut off the power, break open the door, and force the door open with a knife. Police arrested the landlord and four others on suspicion of conspiracy, attempted robbery, and burglary. Deputies shot and killed a man yesterday in Stockton. San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office responded to a caller. They met a man outside of a house. He was apparently violating a restraining order. The man in his late 60s pointed a gun at the officers and they shot him. He died of his injuries in hospital. Officials are not releasing any more details. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance. The great sitar player Vilayat Khan is celebrating a birthday today. It's Wednesday, the 28th of August, 2019. It is the 240th day of the year, 125 days remaining until the end of the year, 26 days until autumn begins, 188 days until primaries, and 433 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 6:37. The sun sets at 7:43 this evening. We have 13 hours and 6 minutes of daylight to play in today. The first high tide will be at 11:32 this morning, solar transit at 1:10, the next low tide at 4:16, and the final high tide at 10:28 tonight. The moon is currently 4.9% visible. A waning crescent moon will have a new moon on Friday, August 30th. Today is Crackers Over the Keyboard Day, Dream Day Quest and Jubilee, International Read Comics in Public Day, National Bow Tie Day, National Cherry Turnovers Day, National Power Rangers Day, Race Your Mouse Around the Icons Day, Radio Commercial Day, Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day, Red Wine Day, and Willing to Lend a Hand Wednesday. It's also National Grandparents Day in Mexico. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with the great German playwright and diplomat Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Also, the French-American actor Charles Boyer, Bruno Bettelheim, the great psychologist and author, had one of his books on my parents' bookshelf many years ago, Roger Torrey Peterson, probably a book of his on the shelf as well, one of the great birders of history. Maybe the bird note might have a note on him. Robertson Davies, the Canadian journalist and author, Jack Vance, no relation, the great science fiction author. Jack Kirby, the great comic artist. Nancy Culp, saw her on the Beverly Hillbillies for many years. Our sitar player, Vilayat Khan, born on this day, as well as Ben Gazzara, who once did a TV show called Run for Your Life. I seem to remember the promos more than I remember the TV show itself. Shania Twain, Jack Black, Leanne Rimes, and an actress named Quvenzhané Wallace, also born on this day. On this day in history, in 1830, the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad's new Tom Thumb steam locomotive races a horse-drawn car, presaging steam's role in U.S. railroads. And in 1845, the first issue of Scientific American magazine is published. On this day in history, in 1917, 10 suffragists are arrested while picketing the White House. 1963 was the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Reverend Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. And in 1968, the police rioted during the Democratic National Convention, beating up anti-war protesters, peaceful demonstrators, innocent bystanders, and members of the press. Much more on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. Cross Currents Morning Report is next. It is 8:53.